Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are continuing our series on Primer on getting into the specifics of God's will, which we all need help on. It's a reminder that all the time we're in situations where we need to know God's will. Mm-hmm. It's unique to us because of our life that's at. It's kind of cool that he says, I have a will. It's not generic, which, by the way, means that's why it's not just Bible. Because everybody would say, well, I just need to perform what the Bible says. Well, that's truth. And he doesn't violate that truth. And he sets that up as here's the beginning of my answer. But it has to be applied to me personally, because my situations are unique. The things that Linda and I are dealing with are not the same things you and Dan are dealing with.
Right. Right.
And the things you're dealing with is not the kids things you're dealing with your kids that they're dealing with.
And the sphere of influence, I think, y'all, that is always a big part of what is going on, too, is the sphere of influence that we are in each of our circles and other players that are affected by it, right?
Yeah. So God's will is very specific. It's very unique to us. It's his will along our path. It's kind of interesting that I'm engaged in certain situations. I have unresolved issues. I have things that are what I call clutter, things that are adversities, things that are decisions that we need to make. And we're always in the middle of it all the time. Mm-hmm. And Linda and I, we've said we always have between 10 and 20 of those that we keep on separate pages. And we get them resolved. It's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Over time, they get resolved, and then we're done with that one. By that time, by the way, we've got new ones that are in different places. So it's an ongoing path. And even when you get a resolution, it's the beginning of the next piece of the path.
Right.
You know, like for example, and I've talked about, you know, a lot of times I'm dealing with executives that are looking for career scenarios. Mm-hmm. What do I do now? What do I do next? And they process through. They wind up at a particular place. Mm-hmm. You know, and see the tendency is good. I got there. I'll take it from here. And God says, no, now that you're here, you're going to be involved in all kinds of dynamics, which is why I have you here. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have situations that you're going to need to see what's your will now that I'm here. So it's not over. So the milestone isn't the end. It's another beginning. Mm-hmm. Now what? You know, now what do we do? And by the way, Joshua in the Bible clarified this for everybody. Think of the promised land. I'm going to give you the promised land. It took them 5 years. And we said, step by step, city by city, little by little, 5 years. And they did it. Mm-hmm. The enemy was completely vanquished. And they had peace all around them. Because of the power of God, people were now afraid to attack them. So they're now at a place of peace and bounty and abundance, and everything is working great. And Joshua says, he gathers everybody together. He says, hallelujah, God fulfilled what he said. And he actually says, not a single thing that God said has not been fulfilled.
Right.
It's all, every single thing that he said has all been fulfilled. And we walked into it step by step by step, followed his directions. He said, now that we're here, I would like everybody to know something. Life is next. It's not, okay, we're done and that's it. Mm-hmm. It's that, and he says, if you continue to follow God in the next, you'll have continued covenant blessing. If you stop and decide to go off on your own, you'll lose it all and you're going to have lots of trouble. He said, you have a choice to make. Life is next. And you need to say to God, now what? And then he says, and this is in Joshua chapter 24. As for me and my house, we will what?
We will serve the Lord.
Yeah. We are going to keep asking, now what? Mm-hmm. And we're going to follow him into the next. Because why? Life is next.
Right. And I even think back to, you know, a couple times ago when we were Psalms 37 and, you know, the a man plants his own path or whatever, but God directs his steps, and then talked about how he ordered, what was the verse? That he ordered his plans, but God delights in his ways.
God sets his plans, but God directs his steps. God orders his steps and delights in the way that I give you.
Yeah. So I think about that. He delights in the way. And then back to that Hebrews verse that we had been in, where it says, now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Right. Again, you see a couple different times, we do see this throughout scripture, but a couple different examples there where God's talking about the pleasure. In that case, he said, I have no pleasure in him who doesn't stay with me on this path. And right. in the other, he talked about delighting in the one who does walk in his way. And that's part of this, why there is no end game in this too, that the one answer is not the next thing. The being with him is both a delight to us and to him. Right. And that is continual, day by day, journey by journey, hurdle by hurdle, question by question. It is a continual, life happens and you keep going, but he delights to be with us and we delight to be with him.
Right, right. And then he says something about this that, you know, and again, if you look at the life of God, it becomes fairly simple in a way. It's complex in our execution of that because our life mm-hmm. is complex. But it's simple in a way. So God says, I will deliver my promise, and I'm faithful. I am faithful to deliver that promise. Mm-hmm. You can trust it. If I say so, I'm going to deliver it. Mm-hmm. I will be faithful. I'm 100% faithful. I'm always available and ready to deliver what I say. Now, he said, on your side of it, you have to be faithful mm-hmm. for both to come together. So now, on God's part, does he kind of is faithful sometimes, kind of not other times?
No.
He said, because see, my nature is that I cannot lie. I cannot bait and switch you. I can't say something and not perform it. I am completely faithful. So from my side, it's going to be there. You can trust mm-hmm. it. Okay. Now, so therefore, the issue is kind of you.
Right.
All right. Now go to Matthew 25. This is the parable of the talents, where the master gives 5, 2, and 1 to 3 different people. And they are to follow his instruction. And based on that instruction, there will be a result. Mm-hmm. And so he gives them the instruction, and then he comes back and observes the result. And this is what he says to the 5. He says, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also, who had received 2, said, you delivered to me 2. Look, I have gained 2 more. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And of course, the one that only did nothing with what he was instructed, it was actually taken from him and said, because you were not faithful, you will not experience, you know, what I have as a reward. That a couple of things about the story is the reward for both of them was the same. And that tells you something. It's not about result per se, because we would say, well, the 5 did better than the 2. So shouldn't he be rewarded more because he got more? And God said, well, that's not the point. It's what I give you as your instruction. Your reward is going to be the same if you follow that instruction. So don't evaluate the steps or evaluate the instruction or evaluate what I'm intended to be part of as better or more significant than somebody else. So like for example, we are all given different assignments, you know, in the church, for example. Our tendency is to think, well, the senior pastor does more than anybody else, so his reward is going to be greater than the rest of us who don't do much. And God says, nope, it's not about that. It's about, are you faithful to my instruction?
So good.
So that, you know, when I took over that church in Chicago and stepped into that senior pastor role, church was a mess. It was financially in trouble. It was spiritually in trouble, and chaos everywhere. And what Linda and I did is that, first of all, he said, remember, I am asking you to step into this, but you're still a part-timer because you still have a business. And I want you to still do that. Now he said, you're going to shift how much business you do, because you're going to have to spend time doing what I'm asking you to do. So you're going to do less in your business. And by the way, you're going to get paid less. And, you know, my first question is, well, How's that going to work?
Right.
He said, I don't worry about that. He said, yeah, you'll have a season here where you're not going to make the income you were making, but I'll make it up to you later. And by the way, you can still enjoy life full to the full because it's not about income. And it was right. You know, I was like, we can still enjoy life. And we did. He said, you're part-timer. And what do I do? Now, I'm a business guy, so I could develop a great plan. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this, 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 and this to restore this church, you know, and God says, follow my steps, son.
Mm-hmm.
He said, most of this, I don't even want you to pay attention to. What I want you to do is teach him how to abide and teach him how to walk with me and to hear my voice. And he said, the big problem of this church is that they never embraced the priesthood of the believer. And the priesthood of the believer is that all of us are intended to join the body with our gifts and are serving in particular places. So he said, teach them that, because we had a staff of 35 people and they had nobody, no volunteers at all. They didn't need to. They had all the staff do it. So switch that around. First of all, you need to, some of the staff's going to leave anyway. You need to get rid of others and help them find other positions for them, for their benefit. And that'll help your financial thing get in shape. But really, it's about the priesthood of the believer. So do that. I said, okay. So I start teaching, abiding, and following God. And he said, you got all these messes. Don't even spend any time on them. Don't even worry about those. Just do this. Okay. And then I started to teach about the priesthood of the believer. And we set out and said, okay, if anybody has any desire to join a ministry or be part of a ministry or come up with a ministry, come to the elders and present it. And I said, here's the requirement. You've got to say what it is. Why do you think it's going to be fruitful? And you got to have at least three people with you that believe the same thing. And then we'll decide, is this of God? And it's of God. We'll say, go ahead. By the way, our concern is for you. So we don't want you getting burned out. We don't want the burden of this on you alone. And by the way, even the result is up to God. So if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, that's okay. Don't go do your own thing, you know? And so, okay. So they went from zero volunteers. We had 200 volunteers in the course of six months. And they all had these great, great plans and great ideas. We started to implement them. There would be people who would come into that scenario because they got excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And my role was to spend time with the groups and, you know, are you walking with God? What are you hearing God say? And how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And so as I did that, people would get excited, join a group, a committee, and a ministry. And I'd say, how are you doing? And they would say, I'm struggling. You know what? Well, my marriage isn't very good. Or I got problems with my kids. And I'd say, well, okay, wait a minute. Then maybe your assignment is not this committee. Maybe it's going to be your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go find that out. And we'd process that. And God said, yeah, you're not supposed to do this. I know you got excited about it. But my instruction to you is don't be part of this committee and you go spend time with your spouse working on having a sweet marriage together. And by the way, I have material that can help you. I have ways to help you if you have a heart to do it. Be faithful to that instruction.
Right. Well, and that particular instruction in that case could be laying the groundwork. Even the idea that he gave them at that time may not be a no altogether. It may just be a not now. That's not your assignment
Correct.
Right now. But in order to prepare you for this assignment, I need you to focus on this foundational thing first.
Exactly.
So that the other can flourish when it's time to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the person that was winding up, you know, heading up a big time, you know, result of ministry, that was their assignment. Well, this other person's assignment was to go work on the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And say, now the key is this, as time goes on, God says to them, well done, good and faithful servant.
Mm-hmm.
You were faithful to my instruction, my will. Now I'm going to give you more authority. I'm going to show you bigger things, not necessarily a bigger amount. I'm going to show you bigger items, bigger mm-hmm. thoughts about what I'm going to have you do and be part of and enter into the joy of living in my will.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that went and spent time with their spouse had the same joy of the person that was part of a bigger ministry. Why? It's unique to you. So that when you think of God's will, it's always about what is my step of being faithful to that step. And don't let even the community influence me. Well, I should be part of this bigger ministry, even though I'm suffering with my marriage. When God says, well, not at the moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get there. Don't worry. But I want you to go, because my help for you is my will for you is to enjoy your marriage.
Right.
And that's first and primary. Let's go work on that. My step for you is to be faithful to that. So this parable is so beautiful because their reward is the same.
Mm-hmm.
To what? God's instruction.
Yes.
What step am I to take as I process next? What do you want me to do? I got to be faithful to that. Don't add to it. Don't say, I'll do that and. Because in this case, he said, no, I want you to do this and not do this.
Right.
And they had to be faithful to both. It wasn't like, well, I'll work on my marriage, but I'm still going to stay here. God said, well, that's not my instruction.
Right.
Why? Because I know more than you.
Yeah. I think the other thing that I see as a common thing, and I've even felt this before in different situations I know, is being careful of not getting envious of somebody else's ministry. You know, when you see somebody else is getting to be in this big thing or a part of this big thing right now, and you desperately want to be a part of that. And God's like, no, right now, I'm just calling you to do this one thing, pour into this one person and trust me with the fruit. And right. So, you know, I love this passage even speaks to that to me, is really just recognizing God is the vine dresser and he has all of these pieces planned out. And so to be faithful with what he is putting in front of you and trust him with the results and trust him to make whatever it is flourish.
Yeah. And the step of faithfulness itself, you know, draws you into that joy. So that one of the questions that I ask a lot of people as they're sorting out their instructions and their steps, are you enjoying it?
Right.
And if the answer is no, now there can be various reasons for it. And maybe there is opposition from the enemy and it, you know, has to be overcome. But I would just say, well, then let's look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know something. If you're walking with God, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy while you're following that assignment. So if you're not joyful, something's off. Let's go find out about that. Now, by the way, it could be that I have further instruction that I ignored.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're not stopping a few things to spend more time on this,
right?
Or you're giving it a half-baked approach. You will have the faithfulness itself creates the opportunity for joy now.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I see it fulfilled, the joy even increases because I get to see, man, this is just best and none better. Why would I not keep doing this? And I have joy along the path, even when I have adversity, even when I have difficulty. So, Father, we thank you for this beautiful statement. It's not about a higher result or bigger result or bigness. Mm-hmm. It's all about faithfulness. And if we're faithful, whatever our assignment is, if we could just receive, would you please guide us into your steps? Help us to be faithful to those steps, recognizing that our steps are not the same as the person next to us. And we don't need to evaluate their steps or even their results. It's what you have for us. And we know that's where the difficulty is because we want to do it all. And we have a hard time to just be faithful to the steps you tell us. So we just pray that we'll receive it. We'll have the courage. We'll have the people around us to give us the strength to follow it. And that we'll receive the well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into my joy. And we praise you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us, Rich. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.